Watson is from Rail Back on Track. G'day, Jeff.
G'day. How are you, Rebecca?
Well, thank you. We're only, 8 hours in, but what are your thoughts on the rollout of 50 cent fares so far?
Yeah, look, we had a member go out this morning and do a few transfers and had a look around. Monday is traditionally not a very busy day transport-wise. Many people have RDOs and so on. Mm-hmm. But we would certainly hope that, people will take advantage of this great offer.
What do you think, what's your prediction on what the uptake might be and over what time period? Because if day one's too soon to know, when do you reckon people can make a call?
Yeah, look, we think it'll probably take a couple of weeks for, word of mouth to get around and people to find out, what's involved, people to get go-cards that haven't, purchased go-cards before. We sort of hope or estimated around, 10 to 19% uptake on what were pre-COVID levels. But, obviously, and make sure you touch on and touch off so that the government get this data so that they can improve their planning in the future.
Jeff, you're based on the Sunshine Coast. The long-distance commuter will make the biggest saving. What sort of difference could this make to road congestion in and out of Brisbane, especially between the coasts?
Yeah, look, we would hope, long-distance commuters would take advantage of it. But, there are people who travel from Gympie North into Brisbane City every day, and someone on that, they'd save $4,900 over a 6 month period. Someone traveling from Nambour into the city every day would save $3,274. So there are huge savings to be made for regular commuters, and if you can leave your car at home and jump on a train, do so, because you're going to save heaps.
But Jeff, sure, commuters are saving, but someone's paying. The state government is expected to forego about $150 million in fare revenue during this trial. So for train passengers, the government subsidy for every passenger trip in southeast Queensland will be $29 per person. That's around $6 more than last year. Is it worth it?
Yeah, look, I think providing public transport is worth it. I mean, it's why we pay our taxes. That's what governments are there to do, or to provide services to the public, through our taxes. So, yes, it is heavily subsidised by the government, but given what it could save with transport and road trauma, getting people off the roads, it will always be worth it.
Jeff, good to chat this afternoon. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Rebecca. Thank you.
Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track. So Jeff says potentially a 10 to 19% uplift in people taking public transport. That's their prediction. Take a couple of weeks for people to realise what is happening. You tell me what's happening on the roads or the trains or the buses this afternoon. Are the ferries fuller because fares are 50 cents? 1300 222 612.